Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As cyber risks intensify and digital transformation accelerates, insurers are adapting to meet rising demand for more specialized, responsive coverage. With its strong digital infrastructure, the Nordics have emerged as a strategic focus for cyber insurers. Coalition recently expanded into the region, underscoring a broader industry shift toward active cyber protection and more innovative approaches to risk management. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio. Joining us now to discuss that, along with other key cyber trends in the Nordics and their implications for the future of insurance, particularly across Europe, is Teen Simonsen, Head of Insurance for Continental Europe at Coalition. Teen, welcome. It's wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Laura. It's a pleasure to joining you today all the way from Copenhagen.
Teen, what are some of the key cyber risk trends currently emerging in the Nordic region?
Thank you for that question, Laurie. And before I go into the key cyber risk trends for the Nordic region, I think it's important to understand that the Nordic countries in general is a region highly digitalized, and our reliance on digital infrastructure keeps growing. You mentioned this in the beginning, but because of our digitalized environment, we see complexities of cyber threat that actually challenge our recent resilience. So overall, in the Nordic region, we are facing a growing wave of cyber attack. We see ransomware attack, phishing attack, DDoS incidents. Organized cybercrime groups pose a significant threat to our infrastructure, and particular to our financial sector. Additionally, we are struggling with a hybrid tactics and influence operations who combine cyber attack with disinformation and espionage. So to build a little bit on that information, I think adding to the risk landscape, we need to take into account that with several ongoing global wars, the Nordics are actually feeling the impact of a heightened geopolitical tension. So these conflicts in general emerging around us, they actually contribute to an increasingly complex threat environment in the Nordics. And there are lines in our everyday life in the Nordics where physical and cyber domains actually blur, adding to new challenges for the Nordic businesses and in our global cybersecurity environment.
How does the level of cyber awareness and preparedness among businesses in the Nordics compare to other European markets?
Yes, so as we already discussed a little bit, the Nordic businesses in general show a high level of cybersecurity awareness and preparedness. Often we are actually seen as exceeding other European markets, and this is due to our early adoption of technology and strong focus on digital development. However, with this strong foundation we have, recent reports indicates that Nordic businesses are experiencing a significant increase in cyber attack, and therefore we also recognize the need for further improvement in the business's ability to detect and respond to incidents. In our Nordic markets, we are often regarded as leaders in digital transformation compared to the many European markets, and some of the key factors behind this is including our strong infrastructure, high level of digital knowledge, a culture of innovation, and actually our huge government support for digital initiative. So stating this means that we are innovative, we're developing quite rapidly, but this transformation has also given rise to highly interconnected digital ecosystem across the Nordic region. And this obviously also makes us an attractive region for any criminal attackers and anyone who wants to pry on this. I think one thing that is fair to say as well, looking at culture and looking at why we are attractive to cyber criminals, we have a high confidence in digital technology. And in general, as Nordic people, we have a high level of trust. So from a personal perspective, this can lead us to underestimate the risk connected with cyber, and particularly amongst small organizations, and they face evolving threats such as sophisticated social engineering attacks. And unfortunately, we've seen some social engineering fraud, some impersonation fraud that has, from a criminal perspective, been quite successful in the Nordics. And this is something we put focus on because we in the Nordics tend to trust people and trust messages So that's an awareness issue that we all in this industry work together on.
Teen, what made the Nordic market attractive to Coalition, and how has the response been so far?
Oh, thank you. Well, the Nordic region is generally showing high-level cybersecurity, and of course, this represents an ideal environment for Coalition to demonstrate our value proposition, supporting brokers in delivering frictionless coverage and capture a meaningful market share in a pivotal time of change. We see an immediate need in the Nordics, where many incumbent carriers has over the few last years scaled back on some coverages. They have imposed restricted underwriting appetites, and they've created a substantial gap for specifically SMBs. I believe there's a lot of good players in the market today, but to be very transparent, some of these players, or most of them, does not provide any active solution. So the Nordic market is actually, in the terms of technology and digitalization, quite adaptive and innovative, which means that our proposition will be well received. At the same time, no other insurance carrier is providing the same proposition as Coalition is doing. And since we launched in the Nordic region just about 2 months ago, we've achieved significant milestones. We included hosting our first webinar. We've conducted over 30 individual broker meetings, and we already bound policies in Denmark, where we actually have had several clients where Coalition's proposition, including a scan of the client, so a security scan, where we found significant critical findings. We've worked with these clients and the brokers, and we also had one of our policy holders promptly after signing with Coalition receiving a security alert from our team, proving that we are already making a difference in the Nordic region. So I'm super happy about that. At the same time, feedback from our broker contacts has been overwhelmingly positive. And I think overall, they are recognizing the innovative approach we have to cyber insurance, and that our approach to cyber insurance actually extends beyond traditional coverage. So I have high hopes for the season that begins shortly after summer holiday.
As digital threats continue to evolve, what innovations or strategic shifts do you anticipate will define the next phase of cyber insurance in Europe and across the world?
Yes, that is very interesting. And I think at Coalition, we recognize that the insurance industry was actually not built to cover cyber. So cyber threats evolve with a speed we've never seen. And the next phase of cyber insurance in Europe will be active cyber insurance. It will be data-driven. We need to have deeply integrated cybersecurity practices, and we need to have a cyber insurance product that's not just a financial backstop, but actually an active partner in risk management, like Coalition. And if I could draw a parallel to something that everyone would recognize, is that, you know, we are coming with a proposition and an offering that is like driving a car with a GPS versus 20, 30 years ago, driving a car without a GPS. So we will help small businesses, startup businesses, avoid having cyber incidents. Our proposition includes breaking down these silos between technology and security for our company and insurance, where Coalition does not only provide a cover in the end as a financial coverage for an indemnity or a loss. We actually support the client on their way to their goal, and giving them alerts on any roadblocks or any construction work or any traffic jam, making sure that they actually have the best possible solution or the best possible way to get to their goal. So that's one of the things that I think will differentiate on this.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
You mentioned SMBs earlier. Why is an active approach to cyber insurance especially important for small and mid-sized businesses, which are becoming more frequent targets of cyber attacks?
Yes. So that is very relevant for this conversation. And I think I want to draw a line to one of the studies Coalition did recently. So we commissioned 1,000 small businesses across the globe. And what our study shown was that awareness of cyber is high, but the perceived risk and overall investments are low. So if we just quickly go through some of the statistics, I would share with you that our study showed us that 87% of SMBs said they were concerned about cyber threats affecting their business in the next 12 months. 83% believed their cyber risk attack had increased over the past 12 months, yet 64% only believe that they are, so 64% believe that they are too small to be attractive targets for attackers and therefore not at risk for cyber attacks. So those statistics actually doesn't match up. And why we use this and why we see this as a big problem is that this misunderstanding from their perception of their own risk actually creates a lack of preparedness and cybersecurity investment. So that is also shown in the data we received, as 59% spend less than 10 hours a week on activities to prevent cyber incident, and 74% allocate 10% or less of their budget towards cybersecurity measures. So this is actually one of the areas where Coalition comes in as an extremely valuable partner to these SMBs, because we recognize that it is extremely hard to start a business. It's difficult on so many aspects to drive businesses, and we need to help them and prevent them from facing a cyber incident, facing cyber risk. So these SMBs are far better off when they have an active cyber partner, creating alerts for them, monitoring their cyber risk environment, monitoring all their IP addresses, domains, assets, everything, compared to having a traditional insurance product where they do only have contact with their insurance carrier if they have either a major incident or at renewal. So we want to be an active partner throughout the policy period. We actually want to have more regular contact, and we want to be a trusted partner for these SMBs, so they reach out to us if they have a suspicion of an incident. And as soon as they have an incident, we are there to help them as well.
Jean, how does Coalition plan to build on its recent launch in the Nordics? And what can we expect next in terms of expansion or new offerings across Europe?
Yes. So Coalition in continental Europe has a very exciting journey ahead of us. We will continue to expand across Europe the next 6 months. At this time, I can't specify the exact location that we will expand into, but we're working very hard on our next launch. And we already hired experienced, strong local talent in one more European market for this year. We have high expectations to our deliverance in continental Europe. We are super excited to build on and apply the model that has worked so well for us in other years. Of course, the US, Canada, UK, Australia, but also in continental Europe, it's worked very well for us in Germany and now the Nordic region. At the same time as applying our model, I would say I'm personally excited to be part of a company as Coalition where we are fortunate enough to have an executive team and stakeholders who actually foster long-term greed. And with that, I mean that our mindset is to provide the world's best services, and we want to be with our broker partners and policyholders for many years to come. So this actually allows us on the ground in each geo to work focused on expanding our offerings and services in each country to provide world best class services and also sustainable premiums for the benefit of providing consistency and consistent quotes and sustainable quotes to our policyholder and broker partners. And I think with the soft insurance market that we are experiencing on a global scale, it's very important that we have the support internally as well as externally to create a sustainable environment for our policyholders and our broker partners. And that allows them to trust Coalition, that allows us to work as a trusted partner for our policyholder. And we, of course, have an aim to be a global trusted partner on active in cyber insurance. This has been a natural journey together with Allianz Commercial as our capacity provider in multiple countries, as well as in continental Europe. So as we continue to evaluate market opportunities, we will also expand into two more countries. But compared to some of our peers in the market, our success is not only measured by the number of policyholders we attain, and of course, the connected cross-written premium. I will say we have a natural interest in that. It's a clear indication that we are growing and bringing more value to the market. But we also highly value the number of brokers and agencies who become appointed with Coalition. And for example, in the Nordics, on our current growth, I would say that the immediate activation of a lot of brokers, partners, and a lot of agencies actually shows a signal that we are walking in the right direction as an industry to actually appreciate cybersecurity as part of the insurance. And I believe we have much more opportunities to grow in our industry with active insurance.
Dean, this has been so interesting, so insightful, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Of course, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
That was Teen Simonson, Head of Insurance for Continental Europe at Coalition. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.